Medford Raiders cross country again is headed to state. The ladies team advances to state sectional champions, and one man from the men's team, Tanner Harabi, is here with us. And Tanner, not your first trip to state.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing to start out with, right?
Yep.
And where did you end up with a personal best so far?
Well, my personal best was at the sectional course, but it wasn't at sectionals. It was the race before that. So then my times were within 3-4 seconds there, so that was good.
Conditions, you think, or did you have a different feel in them? Or?
I don't know. I'm guessing the heat didn't help when we practiced in cold all week.
What kind of goals did you have for yourself for the season? Did you have a time picked out that you're like, boy, I'd really like to get there?
Yeah, well, sub 17 was the goal, and then make it to state, obviously.
Did you make it sub?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
No,
okay.
17.07 is my PR right now. So,
man, close.
This meet, hopefully.
All right, so state meet, that's your goal.
Yeah.
What kind of things do you think about as you go into the state competition, especially that morning? You guys walk the course?
Mm-hmm.
And you've obviously been on it before, so you've got kind of an image of what's going on. Do you look for anything new on the course as you're going through? Are you studying the terrain at all, or what are the things that you go through when you're walking?
I would say, I don't know, just try to get focused and then kind of know where like 800 and 400 is left to go.
Okay.
So that's nice to know when.
Do you mark that backwards then, or you just kind of estimate that?
Well, I start my watch, so then when about a little over two and a half, then I figure that's about the 800. And then it's nice to know if there's like a landmark there, just kind of mark that.
All right, well, Tanner Harabi, and Tanner, still another year cross country in front of you here in the Medford Raiders, so congratulations on the trip, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Meredith Richter here with us, a member of the girls' cross-country team. And Meredith, been to state before with the Raiders and successful season. You've been running a lot of races in the number one, number two spot. What kind of things did you set for yourself for the season?
Improvement from last year was a big thing. So I wanted to hit 1930, and I did that. So that was exciting. So that's been good.
And then, obviously, as a team goal, you hoped for, you know, conference and sectionals and those things, and they all came to fruition?
Yep, conference champs, sectional champs. It was good.
Yeah, it's a good year so far, right? And now headed to the Rapids course, of course, for state. And tell me about your game plan when you get to the course in the morning. What are some of the things you go through to, I guess, get prepared?
We walk the course. So that's just, like, a good way to set the mood. Kind of just get in a good headspace, warm-ups, just trying to prepare yourself. And then once the gun goes off, it's like no more thinking. You just run then.
Just run.
Yeah.
Do you ladies have any kind of like superstitious rituals you do for each time, or something you go through in a certain pattern, or anything you could tell us on air?
We always warm up like the exact same way, the same warm-ups in the same order. And then we always do a team huddle right before, and that always really gets us pumped up, I think.
A good day, a great group of runners. We wish you the best of luck and congrats on a good season.
Thank you.
Joining us, Bjork Risa, and that may not be a name you recognize from our area. So tell us first just a little bit about where you're from and how the United States has treated you so far here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm from Norway, and here in the United States, I've been a part of this team for a couple of months, and I really like it back in Norway. I'm not a part of a team because there are not a lot of runners. So far, I have really enjoyed my time here.
Did you run some, like, just recreational?
I have been running cross-country in Norway. It's more of a yearly sport and not a seasonal sport. So I've been running together with my father mostly, so that's what I've been doing.
So you had some experience in that, and then now the team experience.
Yeah, I've been running for a couple of years. So.
And when you came, did you know cross-country was going to be an option for you?
Yeah, that's always been like an option that I wanted to do when I came here. So,
your first time as a team season, did you have a personal goal for the season that you set? Or?
For a few years back in Norway, I haven't been able to run as much as I wanted to because of a few injuries.
Okay.
But now, throughout the season, I feel that I have improved. So that was the main goal to improve.
Of course, opportunity to go down to the state competition, and I'm sure something you couldn't have even imagined, right?
Yeah, so I'm really happy that we got the chance to go to state now that I'm here for only this year.
Bjork Risa here with us today, and thanks for coming, and thanks for choosing Medford, and good luck.
Thank you.
And we'll continue our visit with Medford State-bound cross-country runners at halftime of tonight's game. You're listening to Raider Pregame on WBGM 1490 AM, FM 107.1 Kickin' Country in Medford.